If you feel stressed, it's going to affect your system down to the cellular level. And so if you can maintain your stress and hold the pain level down, have the right attitude, you're going to fare much better in your healing process. Never thought in a million years I would have cancer in my left breast. It's a lot more aggressive and nasty than my right breast cancer. Took me by surprise, and this time I have to take it seriously.
The Arizona Cancer Center, along with University Medical Center, has been at the forefront of this mind-body supportive care approach. Cancer Center Director Dr. David Alberts.
We have a psychosocial program that's very focused on cancer survivorship. How do I get through this ordeal, both emotionally and physically? I think we probably have one of the top cancer survivorship programs in the country.
Dr. Karen Weiss is the medical director for supportive care for healing at the Arizona Cancer Center.
Supportive care is the realm of care that doesn't have to do with curing a person's cancer, but has to do with the other aspects of their well-being, both physical and emotional and mental, while they're going through treatment.
A team of doctors, nurses, social workers, nutritionists, even acupuncturists and masseuses work together with the patient to promote healing. One of the programs offered is called the Eye of the Hurricane. Dr. Mark Gilbert developed and runs the program that uses research to determine the best methods to supplement the physical treatment.
We found it was actually a mix of educational pieces, experiential components, and a very strongly facilitated group support program.
The Eye of the Hurricane offers patients several ways to master their situation.
One is that they actually reestablish purpose in their life, a lot of them, because their purpose starts to be lost. We also give them a very safe, secure, trusting environment where they can come and share with others. And we also are teaching them coping skills to deal with the distress in their life at the present time. And those are everything from meditation skills to relaxation training. But most importantly, I think of anything, we teach them ways to heal. Healing is an intentional process that a patient has where they learn to explore their thoughts, their feelings, their sensory and spiritual connections in a non-judgmental and a trusting environment.
Recent studies with lung cancer patients have shown that providing psychosocial care, along with common medical treatments, prolongs survival and improves the patient's quality of life. Again, here's Eye of the Hurricane participant, Kelly Gwynn.
I think the emotional and psychological part of cancer, it's probably, if I was to put a percentage on it, maybe 40%. Of getting through cancer and guided imagery to, you know, training your mind to have those good thoughts and you're more powerful than the cancer cell and you're going to fight this and that, and along with the adjuvant therapy on the side, you can't go wrong.
Dr. Karen Weiss.
Our goal is really to prevent people from having problems that are brought on during the stress or the treatments from their cancer. So we're treating a whole human being when we're treating cancer. We're not just treating a disease.